sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mor Nimi Morasi and for Amicha Yisrael Ben Leah for Shlema Ushir Ben Peshadina Shenichana Basmalka Shio Binyamin Shilo Ben Risa Rus Shalom Abrecha Baslav Chama Seyedea David Avram Ben Maris Hena Miriam Lilu Nishmas Maris Esther Bas Rib Shmuel. The Gemara in Miseches Kedushan and Daf Gimel says Minyan de Reisha Lamutei Mai Minyan de Seif Lamutei Mai. It says in the Mishnah that a woman is acquired B'Shal Shdrachim, it's called as Atzma B'Shnei Drachim. So we want to know why the Mishnah says the number. We can count ourselves. So the Gemara says Lamutei Chalipin, to exclude the Kenyan of Chalipin, of exchange, of barter. Sakadai Techamina, I might have thought Ho V'Gomar Kicha Kicha Mistei Efren, I might think that since we have a limud of kicha kicha, it says kicha rishishan, and says kesef de kachemen, it says kicha kicha, we learn kicha kicha from Stei Efron masa de mekanyi b'chalifin afishan am mekanyi b'chalifin. So just like a field is acquired with barter, so too a woman can be acquired with barter. Kamash malon that not a woman is not acquired with chalipin, and that's what the Mishnah is coming to exclude. Veima hachinami, maybe taka she can be. And says the Gemara, Chalifin isnu b'shav isnu hu b'shav b'pachus b'shav v'pruta, v'ishi b'pachus b'shav v'pruta la makanya nafsha. That Chalifin can be done with less than a shav v'pruta. You can have a barter exchange with less than a shav v'pruta, but a woman is not willing, is not acquired with less than a shav v'pruta. Rashi explains, the gnai hu lo la, it is a disgrace to her. Hilkoch bati lala l'taras Chalifin b'kiddushin. And therefore, we nullify the law of Chalifin in Kiddushin. V'afilu b'kli sheyesh bo shav v'pruta. And even a kli that has a shav v'pruta, iyahiv la b'lashin Chalifin, if he gives it to her with the lashin of Chalifin, it's not going to work. Adiyahiv la b'taras lashin kinyan o kicha o Kiddushin. He has to use the lashin of kinyan kicha Kiddushin. So he can't say, I'm making this exchange, I'm going to give you this kli, even if the kli is worth a shav v'pruta. And in exchange, I get you. He can't use that lashon. Rather, he has to use a lashon of kinyan or kicha or kedushin. And the reason is because chalifin can be done with less than a shav v'pruta, and a woman is not makin herself with less than a shav v'pruta, and therefore it's a gnai for her. It's disgraceful for her. So Tosfos says to Rashi, whoa, hold on a second. Since the reason is, it's because it's a gnai, so then it should be tali b'das kol isha v'isha. Then let it be something subjective. Every woman on her own gets to decide. Vim pashti yada v'kibla atzma chalif and hachinami tein b'kudesh tafil pachot l'shav v'pruta. And then if the woman's willing, then it should be able to be done even with less than l'shav v'pruta. The whole word is that it's a gnai. So then let the girl decide for herself. If she's willing, she's willing. It should be beseder. V'od, another kasha on Rashi, Kevin de Tali Taima, since we're told of the reason that a woman is not miskadeshes, but pachos mishav v'pruta mishum de gnai ula, imken amaylo parach b'gamar banse de rabianai, de kaptu anafshai v'lo makachi b'pachos mitakav de dinri. Why doesn't the Gemara ask about the daughters of Rabianai, who were wealthy, and they were makbet on themselves that they shouldn't be miskachos with less than tarkava de dinri, with less than 3 kavim of gold coins? So are you going to tell me that they're not miskachos with less than tarkava de dinri? Of course they are. Kihechi de parich, just like we ask the Kamon, I'm also the Beishamai. Beishamai says that Kedushe Kesef is b'dinner because a woman's makbet on herself and she's not miskadesh, it's b'pachos midinner. So the Gemara asks on this, Elameata, Banse de Rabianai, lo makachi b'pachos mitark of the dinri. So the daughters of Rabianai shouldn't be married with less than tark of the dinri, this 3 kavim of zehuvim. So the Gemara asks that on Beishamai. The Gemara says, listen, if your vort is that a dinner is because a woman is makbet on herself for not marrying less than a dinner, then the daughters of Rav Yanai shouldn't be able to get married with less than a takkah for the dinri. They have higher standards, so they shouldn't be able to get married for less. So just like we ask that kasha later on, we should also ask it here. Why don't we ask that kasha here? Amai lo parach b'gemara. Why don't we ask that kasha bansei de Rav Yanai de kapdu nafshai that they're makbid on themselves? They shouldn't be married less than a shava pruta, with less than takkah for the dinri. Then they're not married. If it's talui in the woman's hakpada, then they shouldn't be married. Because just like it's a ganai for a woman to be married less than a shava pruta, it's a ganai for them with less than a takkah for dinri. So we ask that kasha when we talk about Beis Shammai's dinner, but we can ask that kasha here also. They shouldn't be able to be married less than a takkah for dinri. Gemara doesn't ask that. Tosis is asking good on Rashi, is he not? So therefore, Tosis goes in another Mahalach, and they say it's not Tali in her Akpada, but rather, since Chalipin can be done with less than a Pruta, it's not Doma Lekinyan Kesef, and you can't learn from the Kicha of Ste Ephron. Ayin Shem B'Tosis. So we've been learning through the Shiurim of our Avruderman, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, so we are going to continue. This is in Simon Beis of the Sefer Shir Avodas Levi. And he explains as follows to answer Tosis' kashas on Rashi. So Rashi would answer that a individual person cannot be mechadesh a kenyan for himself. Only what general people consider a kenyan is considered a kenyan. Like we find by Bava Metzia and Daf Ayin Daled, Situmta is kone. Rashi says, Shu choisim shirosh mimachin vanim alachavi oshayan ledas shakol harish harishumas nimkaros. So they have this sealing of the barrels that is considered a kinyan. You know that if they have this seal, then it's been sold. So you see that there is a, and that's going to be a, that's the kinyan, the seal. So you see that Mahani haskama sasochrim, v'hachshiv chasima zuka kinyan. So the haskama of the sochrim is effective to make this chasima into a kinyan. So you can have haskama sasochrim. In other words, it has to be something that the klal hanoshim is maskin is a kinyan. But it can't be something that an individual is mechadish. And therefore here that most women are not interested in doing chalifin, because it's considered a ginai for them, it would emerge then that chalifin is not a kinyan b'isha. And therefore, even if one woman decides, hey, I'm going to be the exception to the rule, and I'm going to be miskadeshes with chalifin, sa'arbet nish, it doesn't work. Because a person can't be mechadesh a kinyan that klal hanashim has been maskim. If klal hasochrim agree to a certain kinyan, then that's beseder. But to say that one woman or one soicher can be machadish their own kenyan, it doesn't work. Since the klal hanashim, it's not a good kenyan. It's not a good kenyan. Now later on, Beis Shammai says that if she's poshetes yada, we ask on Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says that she has to be married with a dinner. But if the reason is the Gemara says makpedes al atzma, so if she's not makped and she accepts less than a dinner, she should be mekudeshes. Because there we're talking about Kenyan Kesef. So there it's just a shayla of shir. What's the shir? Beis Shammai says that it's a dinner, but it's still considered kinyan kesef. So since this woman is not makbid on the shir, on the etzem kinyan, a woman can't be mechadish. But a shir, you can say, I'm willing to do with less than a shir. So therefore she should be mekudeshes. Ma'ashen ken benidon didan, in our case, that there's no kinyan chalifin in kedushin at all. So it's not effective if she's poshetes yada and she's mekabel kedushay chalifin to be mechadish a kinyan chadash that the klal hanashim have not been maskim to. And according to this, farenfert did tzvaita kasha as well. That Tosus asked, and later on, the Gemara asks about dinner. At the Shiva Beis Shammai is a dinner, so therefore if a woman puts out her hand, she should be able to be miskadeshes. Why does the Gemara ask that here also? She's not makbid. And the answer is that here it's not a question of shir, here it's a question of the type of kinyan. So dine kinyan are talui in the tzibur, but a shir kinyan is not. So again, Tosas has two kashas on Rashi that we saw. The first kasha is, so let a woman get married with chalif, and if she's not makbid, it's not a gnai for her. It's not disgraceful. And number two, why doesn't the Gemara ask, like they did on Beis Shammai, that that a woman should be able to be married with less than a dinner if she's agreeable? So here also, if a woman's agreeable, let her be married. So the answer is, really one answer to both questions, is that a woman does not have, an individual woman doesn't have the koch to be mechadish or kinyan. So really the kinyan is kesef. From the fact that women generally, klal anashim, don't want chalipin because it's a gnai, it wouldn't help if one individual woman wants to be different. So if we're talking about a shir, like with Beis Shammai, that the shir is a dinner, so accepting less than a dinner, it's a good kasha, she should be married, because she's willing to accept less than a dinner. She's willing to accept less than the shir, that a woman can have the power to do. But in our case, there's no kasha that let them be married if they want chalipin, because that's a new kinyan. A new kinyan, a woman does not have the koach to be mechadeshes, such a thing. So mavur b'shitas Rashi, that you can learn kinyan chalipin b'isha mistei Ephron, but only because a woman is not agreeable to be makna herself, but pachas misha v'pruta, chalipin is not effective. Because again, Rashi says, the gnai hu la hilchach batal la b'taras chalipin b'kiddushin. Principle it would work, but it can't because it's a gnai. Problem is the woman's feelings, not the etzem kinyan. But if that's the case, why don't we also learn kinyan shtar from Stei Ephron? Why does the Gemara have a whole shakla v'tarya where we get shtar from? We can learn it from Stei Ephron. If you can learn chalipin from Stei Ephron, just like a field is acquired with chalifin, so to a woman should be able to be acquired with chalifin. So we can say the same thing. Just like a field is acquired with a shtar, so to a woman you should also be able to make a kinyanisha b'shtar. So why does the Gemara have a whole shakla v'tarya trying to determine how we get kinyan shtar from, let's just say, Stei Ephron? And here we don't have that impediment that we do by chalifin, that a woman is makbid on herself, it's a gnaila. Here by shtar, it's not a gnai. So what's the issue with shtar? What's the Gemara's problem? So Rav Ruderman is miyashev behekdeim kushya sa avne miluim simen kuf lamites seif koton yud gimel, who asks l'shitas ha teisvis perak hazav daf mem zayin amir aleph divor maskel konim bekli, who is mefarish hatam that chalifin doesn't require a shavapruta, because b'nesinas minol Diber Akasuv lo b'nesinas mamon. The issue here is not mamon. You don't need mamon. You don't require a sheva pruta because when the Torah talks about, like we have in Rus, when it talks there about chalifin, it talks about nesinas minol, and not nesinas mamon. Kamo b'gabe get. Get is nesinas get. It's not nesinas mamon. So frekli avnei miluim on this tosis. If that's so, why can you not do chalifin b'surei hana of mitziyah daf mimzayin amud beis? You can write a get on a surei hana. Listen, a get isn't mamon, so it's okay on a surei hana. Get in daf chaf amud aleph. So chalifin isn't mamon, so let's do chalifin b'surei hana. What is the problem? So we could be mechalek that even though we don't require a kinyan, of the object in the kinyan chalifin doesn't have to be like nesinas mamon, nevertheless, we require the giving of something that has the chashivus of a kli. As it says in the pasuk, shalaf ishnalo v'nasan. And therefore, a surei hana is no good, because a surei hana has no chashivus of a kli. Mashen kein beget, there's no chashivus in the cheftz of the get, and therefore you can be megarish with it, even if it doesn't have a heter hana, even though it's aser b'hana, you can still be megarish, one can still be megarish, because it's it doesn't need to have any chashivus, and it's in the chefs of the get doesn't have to have chashivus. So that would be miyashev the kasha of the avnei miluim. Why is there no chalif in b'surei hana, but there is a get b'surei hana? And according to this, we also can understand why you don't learn shtar from stei efron, because sof stei efron's talking about kinyan kesef. So even though we hold that you can learn other kinyanim from it, al kol panim, they have to be somewhat similar to kinyan kesef, meaning there has to have a chashivus of a chefetz, just like kinyan kesef. The kesef has a chashivus. We know that the kesef comes from nechsof nechsafti, to desire. People like money. So the kesef has chashivus of chefetz. So too, chalifin. Aval b'shtar, which is kosher even b'surei hana, there are no dinim in the chefs of the shtar, so that's completely different than kinyan kesef. So that's a completely different category, and therefore you can't learn shtar from stei efron. Only kinyan chalifin, which is also talui in the chashivas of the kli with which you're koine, therefore it can't be done with the surei hana, as we said, that you can learn from stei efron, because it's doimik tzas the kinyan kesef. Okay, sweet friends, Amirtz Hashem, in the next shir, I hope Hashem should give us the koach and the moach and the simchas chayim. We will continue plowing forward in this very interesting inyanim and seeing the flaws of Mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.